Greetings. I've spent this last week in Portugal. I was blessed to record another video audio course in Portuguese and had some experiences in God and reminders from Him as to the present season we are in. I believe that we are 21 years in the process of birthing a grace in the earth of the Spirit of Knowing, the sixth aspect of the grace of the perfecting Holy Spirit in our lives. A measure of grace is arising in the earth as Holy Spirit in our lives shouts for the witness of the Spirit of Knowing in our lives and in the corporate expression of the body of Christ. We are dwelling places of God, both individually and as the corporate body of Christ. In this present season, we are experiencing God working in our lives to become the people of God. I have written on this numerous times in my weekly blogs over these past several years. What can we expect today and in the next months and years to come? When the Apostle John received a revelation of Jesus Christ at the opening of the New Covenant in the first fruit church of the first century, it set a foundation for the successive generations of harvest in the body of Christ. Whatever is true in the birthing of the church is true in the unfolding generations of the church. I believe that the seven thunders of Revelation chapter 10 were the future testimony of all that was revealed in the foundation of the church as it was seen in heaven and birthed in the earth. In the revelation of Jesus Christ given to John, Jesus was seen standing in the midst of the church, even as he stands in our lives and in the corporate body of Christ today. He stands as the motivating voice of faith behind us that invites us to turn and see him. In this, every revelation from God is an invitation to have an encounter with God, so we will be transformed by Him and become something of that revelation. We are dwelling places of His presence, and He abides in us and with us in all things. Holy Spirit is granting us the overcoming testimonies of His grace working in and through our lives. The sixth overcoming grace of the Holy Spirit in our lives is to become the people of God. It is to become people of brotherly love with an inside-out love for God as our Father and for His community on earth made of His family as the people of God. It is a continual process and a place of receiving the name of our Heavenly Father in our hearts and minds. This work is done by the Spirit of Knowing. It is not a knowledge of information, but a knowledge of intimacy with God in Christ. The opposite of this type of knowledge is the knowledge of information that promotes judgments of others and only proves to cause people to be divided from one another. This counterfeit knowledge is a distraction to the knowledge found in Christ, if we allow it to be. As the people of God, we must keep our focus on knowing God in all things. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life in every day and every circumstance of our lives. In the revelation of Jesus Christ given to John, the opening of the new covenant in heaven released a prophetic sound of life for each grace made known. These prophetic trumpets were life-giving for the first fruit church and for us as individuals and for us as a corporate dwelling place of Christ today. The sixth seal released a sixth trumpet, and this was true at the time of John's revelation, but has a further fulfillment in our day. I believe this is the present grace of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. What happens when this seal is open and this trumpet blows? Revelation 9:13 through 16. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying, "The sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound to the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. In the birthing of the church, the opening of the new covenant removed all that was the old covenant. The destruction of the old covenant Torah temple society was brought about by a first fruit new covenant spirit body reality in heaven and upon the earth. What was in heaven was coming into the earth, and what was being birthed in the earth was ascending before the throne of God, even as it was in the testimony of the first martyred saint, Stephen. The old covenant had been finished in Christ, but there were those who held on to the old covenant in its form and practice, and they sought to destroy what was now manifesting in the body of Christ. There was an antichrist spirit that opposed the first fruit church in both the world and in the form of dead religion. The first fruit new covenant church proved to be the body of Christ, and antichrist could not destroy Christ. Anything that is antichrist cannot overcome that which is Christ. When the trumpet of the spirit of knowing blew in heaven, upon the earth there was a removal of the good and abounding boundary between what was formerly godly and the influences of the world. The Euphrates was the protecting border for the Torah Temple Society and of the Old Covenant. When the scripture says that one-third of mankind was killed in the earth, it was one-third in that which was supposed to reveal the life of God in the earth. The earth is not the world, but that which professes to be in covenant with God. What is one-third? One-third is the opposite of two-thirds. The significance is not in the number, but in the symbolism of the number. Three is a number that signifies God. Two is a number that signifies witness. In this case, one is a number signifying self. Two-thirds would be that which is a witness of God in what should be the life of God in the earth. One-third is that which is not a witness of God, but a testimony of man or self. At the blowing of the sixth trumpet in the first century, that which was not a witness of God was removed from that which was a true witness of God in God's heavenly community upon the earth, that which professes to be in covenant with God. I believe the trumpet of the spirit of knowing is blowing in our lives in this present season also. We can expect anything that is not a witness of God to be removed, and we can expect what is a witness of God in our lives to be the path of life that leads us forward in the overcoming testimony of God's grace of the spirit of knowing. This is what will empower us to be the people of God and to manifest His community to our world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.